You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Very quickly, mentioning the pileup down on the highway in Texas yesterday, this time yesterday morning. And I don't know if our listeners have seen the actual video that some people took of the accident as it was happening.
Terrifying.
Some of it is. That's a great
terrifying.
It's heartbreaking and terrifying knowing that these people are absolutely out of control, including those big trucks.
Oh my God.
And there's nothing they can do. And imagine looking in your rearview mirror and seeing these things out of control on the ice coming at you.
You're helpless. Multiple videos out now this morning of multiple angles, multiple semi-trucks smashing into all these cars. And it's like they're hitting matchbox cars, you know?
Yeah.
The way they're getting flung around. And then the people that were trapped in cars, if they survived, they were getting hypothermia because it was so cold out there.
Yeah, yeah.
So just a hopeless situation. Very bad.
I have a buddy of mine that I worked with over at the old Y-108 here in Denver back many years ago, but he now lives down there in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. He works for an airline down there, and he takes that route, he says, every morning. Mm. And right at around that time, he wasn't there at the time yesterday, but he says there's always people going too fast anyway because there's not as much traffic on the road at that early in the morning. He says, and you come up over a rise, and there wasn't ice or anything. And it's not until you come over the rise and start to go down that's where it was all iced up. And by that point, it was too late. They couldn't see the accident in front of them. A lot of people are like, well, why didn't they just slow down? No, a lot of people didn't see it until they came over that rise and it was right there.
Yeah.
I know. Man, it's just, it is. You said the right, it's terrifying to watch.
It is.
So, anyway, as you're out driving around, just be careful, my friends.
T's and P's, right? T's and P's.
Yep. Yesterday morning, we saw something for Valentine's Day. The headline was, the top 10 qualities we look for in a potential partner. And Jeremy touched on it a little bit yesterday when he was mentioning that number one on the list was a good cook. And
I think that's what landed Dom. I mean, I was saying that Dom was a bachelor for so long. He was always describing like the two jars of pickles and a thing of mayonnaise he had in his fridge.
I was.
Okay, three jars of pickles.
I was in belly. Look, I'm a pretty good cook. But that was the thing. In all my relationships, I would generally cook way more often than anybody I was ever in a relationship with.
Yeah.
And yeah,
but then you met Gretch, and she's a great cook.
She's a dang chef, and it's just,
you like food, pretty lady and food. I'm in.
Good cook was number one, and then there's a bunch of stuff on here, Jer. That's the usual, right? Like makes me laugh.
That's what I hate about
honest,
this.
Honest, kind.
We like the same TV shows.
So, Jeremy and I were wondering if our listeners might want to participate in what qualities we look for in a potential partner that are not the cliches. You know, trustworthy, makes you laugh, intelligent. What are some of the other things?
It's like real life things, kind of, you know? Like, I've joked for years, like, if I was back out there looking for a potential mate, a good credit score would be at the top of my ding-dang list. I want somebody who has protected their credit and is taking care of their finances. That's huge to me.
Yeah.
And then second, somebody to pop a pimple on my back, you know? That weird one that just keeps popping up. I can't quite reach it.
I don't need that.
That's true love, Dom.
But what if, like, nowhere on this list they put, you know, like you said, they like the same TV show. They have similar interests and hobbies as you.
Mm. Okay, well.
What about somebody who does not complain when they're sick? Would that be in the top 10?
Yes.
Somebody who can be sick but doesn't, like, every time. We have so many women right now who are nodding their head saying, yeah, that's what I married.
And we have every guy tuning out right now. Or denying it. I'm not like that.
Yeah. I'm not like that. I'm not that
way. You are, because we are.
I am a little bit.
Oh, I milk it.
I'm trying to be aware of that so that I don't, you know.
I wish I had some soup if there was only somebody here to make me some soup.
I also noticed on this list, nowhere on here does it say anything about being a certain height.
Okay.
Because that's what we hear all the time, right? If I'm going to Yeah, if I'm going to meet somebody, a lot of women will say he's got to be 6 feet tall or 6 foot two. I met somebody one time who said if he's not 6'3", she wouldn't consider it. Please. I was like, wow, you are really restricting the pool that you can swim in.
So is that essentially saying that this other stuff is more important than height then on this list, the top 10?
Yeah, and that's what I think is kind of good news.
That's great news for our producer, Josh, who's like 4 foot two. He's going to shove me down.
Here's what I'm learning about that position. We shouldn't make too much fun because he does get the last word
when he
is editing our podcast.
Oh, that's true. And who knows what he's splicing in?
Yes, he can chop up your sentences to make you say all sorts of things.
I'm just joking.
Somebody will tune into a podcast and it'll be Jeremy saying, I like feet. I really like feet. I like to kiss feet.
I like to sniff feet. I take it back. He's 4 foot eight.
Here's our number, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. The qualities we're looking for in a mate, but not the cliches.
Give us the good stuff.
Oh, it's love doo-doo.
Love doo-doo for you.
Thank you.
Welcome.
We'll have your mind bender in about 15, 20 minutes. Right now we're talking about this survey that was asking people what qualities they were looking for in a potential partner. Now, Jer and I think that a lot of these are, I don't know, they're right. I can't argue with them.
They're,
you know, you do want
cliche.
Somebody who's trustworthy and intelligent and honest and
okay, and yeah, I
kind.
Guess it helps if you both love Netflix shows or something. But
right. But what about the stuff they left off? And we've got a variety that they've been pouring in now on Facebook. Renee says, how about a guy who brushes snow off your car without you even knowing it until you go outside? I would marry that man.
Oh, I've done that.
See? And you got married.
Solid.
Too, didn't you?
That's up there with putting the gas in the gas tank, making sure the tank's full all the time.
Mm-hmm. What do you got?
Here's one from Cindy. She says, I just want a guy that smells good all the time. She says, I'm not sure what's going on with the past three guys I've dated, but there's something up with their natural pH. I want a guy that showers and uses some sort of manly fragrance. My love language is sniffing, and that is from Cindy. So just a guy that generally smells good, Dom.
Now, I'm not trying to, like, crow about this, but I will just say that I have been told, including by Gretch, that my natural scent is very pleasing. And I'm like, I didn't even do anything.
Did she describe it, like what it is? Is it
no
milk chocolate or caramel?
No, it's nothing like that. It's just mine. And she goes, it's very pleasing. Hmm. And again, I didn't do anything. I can't really take credit for it. I guess it's just genes.
Sure.
Hmm.
It's olive oil.
Don't knock it. Kirsten says, I'd like a man who looks at me when I'm talking to him rather than absorbed in his phone. That would be my number one. And then she adds, I swear I'm interesting.
Good luck. Good luck. Everyone's absorbed in their phone. This is from Fred. We had a Fred message us, Dom.
Fantastic.
God.
I didn't know those were still around.
I know. Fred. Hey, Fred.
Does anybody name their baby Fred
Little
anymore?
Baby Fred. God, I hope so.
I'm going to have to look on the baby names list and see where that came up last year.
Fred Falls.
Yeah.
Fred says, I want a partner that will lie for me. They will help me get out of things that I don't want to do by making up a story.
Yes.
Or they will tag on to my lies that I've told people to keep the fakeness going.
Yes,
that's
a great
Fred.
One.
Of
Fred.
Course it is. If you want to get out of a potluck or a night out or something, you want a partner that will lie for you. Oh, Fred doesn't feel good tonight. We can't do that.
And that's why you go back to what Gretch used to say about disliking the same things. Not just liking the same things, but disliking the same.
If you dislike a potluck, let's go.
That helps you lie together. And Ryan, we'll bring it home with this one. Ryan says, I vote for a woman who doesn't have to tell her family and friends everything about us. He says, my ex-wife would tell everybody every bit of our business, the good and the bad.
So annoying.
And both can be embarrassing and frustrating. Yeah, there are the people who have to report
everything
to everyone.
That's horrible.
At all times.
Oh, my God. I can't even, Dom.
Ryan, good luck to you.